Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir sponsor has a course to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hiluch Bizar Mau, meaning taking the blood of a korban and bringing it to the Mizbeach is one of the avoidus of the korban. It's called Hoylocha, taking the blood to the Mizbeach. What happens if a zar, a non-kohen, does it? As Ruchaim points out, we have the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim tells us that we have a shita of Shimon that says that a hoylocha is not such an important avoida because you couldn't avoid it. What's a hoylocha? Taking the blood to the mizbeach. If he shechts the korban next to the mizbeach, he won't have to walk. So because halacha is something which can be avoided, it's not such an important avoido. So when I ask, what happens if the hoylocha is done by a zar, meaning a non-kohen will be doing the hoylocha? So says the Gemara, Chizki Omar, Hiluch Bazar, Kosher. Biani Omar, Hiluch Bazar, Apostle. So Machloikis, if a Hiluch Bazar is Kosher Apostle. Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamagimel, Mudalef. Mastiso, Pligo, Al Rav Yanai. L'chor, the Mishnah argues on Rav Yanai. Because it says, Kibel Bimino, he received the blood in his right hand, which is the proper way to do it. Finosan Bismol, he moved it to his left hand. That's improper. So all he needs to do is Yachzer Limino, he will return it to his right hand. But isn't the left hand considered like a biazar, meaning it's a non-koyen because it's the left? So it's considered to be that the left moved the blood. So it's considered to be the zar moved the blood. So you see that a hilocha bizar is not poiso of the carbon. Answers the Gemara Tipoter, Shehoiso smoilo klapi lifrim. The left hand is towards the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning towards the Mizbeach. When he puts it into the left, he would return it to his right and go back and do it again. So what the left did is no hilocha at all. He didn't move at all. Because if the left went to the external part, went exterior, went outside, so here the hilocha did something because it went outside, and now you have hilocha done by the left. But if it's going inside, all you're going to go and do it again with the right. Omar, boy, I feel tamer klapi lachutz. Even if the left is towards the outside, and you may lay you, it seems to be hilocha over here. Shani hiluch bazar v'shani hi meiluf. There's a difference between hiluch bazar that the zar is walking, and ehalocha meileh, which means when the blood spills on the floor and goes on its own. So we say the left hand is not considered to be a zar. It's considered to be that it walked on its own. It did not walk with the right. So you have to do it with the right. But it's not considered to be that it walked, it was being hoylech bazar with something which is psul, which is now with the right. So therefore it's not possible the difference between the left and zar. Omar of Zair. Of Zair comes another answer. Just moving your hand is not considered to be walking. You have to walk with your legs. As Losh of the Bavli is, you walk without the legs, it's not considered to be oilocha. So therefore, the left is not considered to be that he's doing something wrong because he didn't actually walk. But azar is may be a problem. So I have another problem with Rav Yanai that says hiluch bazar is a problem. Because it says nishvach min kli al haritzpo, spill blood from the kli to the floor. V'osvoi kosher, and he picked it up. It's kosher. The Gemara understands that the blood spilled and moved. So you see that movement, even without a kohen kosher, it's still going to be okay. Omar bibi tipod hashem isgal ge klapi prim. So I answered him one simple twice before. The blood is going towards him, his back, so he's going to pick it up and go backwards. So it didn't really consider be walk at all. Even if it's going to the outside, and there's a halach over here, shani hiluch bazar, shani hiluch meiluf. Similar answer, there's a difference between if it's walking by azar, or it's walking on its own. So here, because it's walking on its own, is that considered to be hiluch? Omar Zahiro, Zahiro comes also, again, similar to before, says a third answer, moving your hand without the legs, not a hiluch. So also, when the blood spills on its own, it's not considered to be walking. So walking may be a problem, but only if it is actual walk is a problem, not something which is not walking. The morning comes with a third question. Mastiso pligo al Yanai. Here is a question of Yanai because it says in our Mishnah, he takes the machto with the coals on his right, and he takes the ladle with the ktaris in his left. So you see over here that you're using your left hand, and here he's walking. So question of Yanai that says hiluch bazar is a problem. Says Gemara, Shani Sheinu Yochel Asoyso. The answer is by ear, by Yom Kippur, and there's no other way. You have to use your left hand. So it's almost like Gzeres HaKasuv, that's what you have to do. And explains the Gemara why you can't do it another way. So what's the option? Itlo Yosob Yisroya. Meaning, you'll take on the right hand. He has two things to take. So one of them you'll hang on his arm. It's not the proper way to do it. Why is he taking the machta on his right hand, which are the coals, and the k'toyrus, which is the ikar, on the left? Why don't you switch and put the k'toyrus on the right? So the Gemara answers, based on what Reb Chaim explains, it says, v'lakach miloy hamachto. That's what it says when he's taking the coals for the Mizbeach. And that's an avoidos, has to be done on the right. Because when he starts with the right, he can't switch. That's what the Gemara says. They thought to say that if he switches, it'll be possible because he has to start with the right. Says the Gemara v'yechti. So the Gemara, why do you start with the right? Why don't you hold the macht on the left and take your right with his right hand, he will take with another kli and push it into the macht on his left. And why would that help? So because we know regarding the k'toyrus doing the year, it says imhichti miminu l'smoel kosher. He could do chtiyah with his right hand, putting it to the left kli, left hand, to put the coal into the left. So for him have tamon v'yichti, so by yom kippurim say v'yichti. Tamon usually means there, but really it means here in our sugya. Just many times the Yerushalmi is quoting a different sugya, as if we're talking from a different place about here in Yom Kippur. So we're saying Tamon by Yom Kippur, im hichti posel, im hichli posel. Yom Kippur is special. You can take from your right to the left, and you can switch. Because you learn all from the posel, as Reb Chaim points out, it says, v'lakach miloy ha-machto. So you learn from there that the machto is in the right hand. Pram hocho, I mean, during the year, imichti kosher, if you put it from the right to the left, it's kosher. Imichli posel, but taking the kli from the right to the left, that's the only time it's posel. Continues the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel on base. Hakol moedim shimichniso machas achas kippur. Says, I have another solution. He will go twice. One time he'll go with the macht on his right hand, and the other time he'll go with the kaf on the right hand. And if he does that, his mechaper works. Hello, says the Gemara, the reason why he can't do it, because he's going in twice to Kodesh Kadoshim, when it's unnecessary, it's considered to be a chnosa yeter, an extra chnosa. He's over on the issue of the kol adam lo yebo el moed, you're not allowed to go in for no reason. Says the Gemara, eize mehem hu over. When he goes twice into Kodesh Kadoshim, which one is avir, the first or the second? Says the Gemara, chavirai amri, the friends of Bisham Rajer said, Allah reino. He went in once, he was supposed to go in once. But the second time he goes in, that's the avir. If he's a coming to ask basis, come to the roof and say, Rabbi, what should I do? I forgot. I went in only once with one of the things, with only the machto. Should I go in again? The answer is for sure you should go again. You didn't finish the avaito. So when it's the second time he goes in, now he has to go in after he made the mistake in the first. The issue that he's over is in the first one. He should have gone the first one with two kalim. He goes with one, he's over Esther. Now the second time he has no choice. The more maybe a similar concept that says Tamon Tanina, we learned over there, Hishtachavo, if someone became Tom in Beis Hamikdash, and he remained there and he did Hashtachavoya, or Hishtachavoya, even he didn't do Hashtachavoya, but he just stayed the amount of time it takes to do Hashtachavoya, so then he's over an Isser of being Tom in Beis Hamikdash. Now, in the case that Shah, he waited, Kedei Hashtachavoya. Where's the Aveira? The Aveira is when he's Shoyet. That fact that he stayed there, he should have stayed there. Or the avera is when he's walking out, because now he should have walked out before and it would be much shorter. Now he's walking out too late, so then he's over the avera when he's walking out of Beis HaMikdash. So chavirayah amri ala rishayno. Meaning the fact that he waited and did a shtachavayah, that's where he's over. Only Beis HaMikdash, let's say, v'atom ha'achin, ela ala achreino. The way it seems to be based on this gear, so pshat is, right now he still has time. Because when a person became torn Beis HaMikdash, he still has time to leave. So Chavari says, yeah, but why are you waiting? The fact that you're waiting here before you go out, you're over on that. Because basically it says, right now I still have time. So until I don't pass that time, I'm not over. But the Korban Eidah wants to say, the Gears is the opposite, because that's more similar to the previous Mechlekes. The Chavari says, the second one, meaning Allah Reino, once he already stayed too long, he's over. Because the Basin say, the second one, that's what he has to do right now. Right now he's going to ask the Rav, I stayed here too long. Should I leave? Of course you have to leave. So the leaving is not Avera, it's the fact that he waited before. So he's Ali Rishayna. So two concerns where the Avera is happening. Continues the Gemara and says, V'nei Amamo, quoting the Mishnah, that there was two pariches between the Kodesh Kodesh Kadashim, two curtains, and in between them there was Amo. Omav Hilo Zecher Ladover. Where is that coming from? Kiyidu Tanin Tamon, because we learned, Amo Traskin Estrim Amo Leveis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Meaning, there was a wall of Amo Traskin in Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. So it was one Amo, a thick wall. Now there was no wall in Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. So instead of a wall, they made two curtains, and between them is Amo, and that's connected that wall. Ma'u amo traxin? What does amo traxin mean? Avyoinu b'tzura yomar tir kesoin. The way Reb Chaim explains it, tir kesoin means it's a loshon yevoni in Greek, which means outside and inside. I mean, it's a place which is, the wall is either belongs to the outside or to the inside. And as the Gemara explains, because the question is, ma mi bifnim, mi bechutz, is the wall part of the inside, it's part of Kodesh Kadoshim, or is part of the Kodesh? So the Gemara says, mi ma dechtiv arboim be'amo, hoyo habayis ha'eichol lefonai. It says that the heichol, which is the Kodesh, is 40 amo, not including the wall. So that means the wall is part of the inside. But it says the Beis Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 amo. But it says the Beis Kodesh was 20 amo. We know the whole Beis Kodesh was 60 amo. 40 amo was Kodesh, 20 amo was Kodesh Kadoshim, and the wall in between. So Shaila is, the wall belonged to Kodesh or to Kodesh Kadoshim? So one pasuk says that the room in front of the wall was 40 amo. Not sure the wall belonged to Kodesh Kadoshim. We have another pasuk that says that the room behind the wall is 20 amo. That is Kodesh Kadoshim. Not sure the wall belongs to the Kodesh. So Havim Bechutz belongs to the outside. So meaning to say, from the psukim, we cannot determine it belongs to the inside or to the outside. Continues the Gemara and says, my time with the Rabbanon. What's the reason for Rabbanon? They say you need two pariches. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says you have only one pariches, because it says v'yidila pariches. He's saying good. So why Rabbanon require two pariches? Says the Gemara, because it says in the pasuk v'yidila pariches lachem bein kodesh uvein kodesh kadoshim. So explains Rabbi Chaim, you should have said bein kodesh the kodesh kadoshim. Why did it say bein kodesh uvein kodesh kadoshim? What's the two beins? Tell him there's two pariches, one for the kodesh and one for kodesh kadoshim. And Reb Chaim concludes that this is only a smachta be'alma, because really we know where you have two pariches because of the wall that wasn't based on the submission. But it's a smachta to show that there was two pariches. So the Gemara, my Ovid lo Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi will do with this diuk, the mashra, there's two pariches. Says the Gemara, ben kodesh kodeshim shelamalon, the kodesh kodeshim shelamaton. Which means the bottom part of Beis HaMikdosh had one pariches, and there was another pariches in the attic. There was an attic above the heichal kodesh kodeshim. And between, and in the same space, we have a curtain downstairs. You had a curtain upstairs as well. That's why it says two pariches. Continues the Gemara daf lamadal dan mudalev veleis the rabbanon kain. Well, according to rabbanon, what was there in the second floor? Because they don't have a pasuk for another pariches. Says the Gemara, it's like yad etaniyah. It's like it says in the Mishnah, ve'roshei pis pesin mavdu ba'aliyah ben kodesh ve'kodesh kadoshim. There were small pieces of wood. Then that's what the avdalah between the kodesh kadoshim wasn't a pariches. So the pasuk mashal, there's two pariches. According to Rabbanim, there's two pariches downstairs in between the heichal kodesh kadoshim, and upstairs there was pieces of wood. According to Rabbi Yossi, two pariches is one downstairs and one upstairs. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel.